The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Hand off, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It is a wonderful Wednesday from the Star in Frisco here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, as we preview the Dallas defense going up against the Indianapolis Colts on offense. Ooh. As we move into the latter parts of the NFL season, alongside Isaiah Standback, Patrick Nosey Walker, Chris Beam in the back, I'm Kyle Yeomans. Week 13 is officially upon us as we turn the page. Took a little bit to get here because it felt like the Cowboys played the Giants on Thanksgiving a week ago. Oh, wait, it was nearly a week ago by this point. This is where the long week pays off, though, right?
Finally.
Where you get a little bit of rest. You got to get this. Just a smidgen. Not a ton. Not a lot. No. But just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Smoking in a pancake.
And they
normally.
Needed.
You made me sad by saying coming to the end of the regular season. That's a little somber.
There's still six weeks left.
Yeah, but that's going to go by so fast.
Plus postseason.
Just a third of the season.
You know, six games plus a Super Bowl.
It is going to go by quick.
It's going to fly by.
I mean, think about it. The college football.
Sure, that's only a week, sir.
College football regular season is over.
Mario Bean.
Sorry, sir. I just had to use those reality.
But the college football regular season is done.
No, that is
no, it's going not.
Into, that is
going
depressing.
Into conference.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're going into conference title games.
Conference weekend.
We should be there, but.
Sorry, bud.
Formalities.
Yeah, I was about to say, you kind of got the short end of the stick, and the Utes ended up in that title game.
Tell you who will be there.
Who's there?
Our teams.
You darn right they will be.
Facts.
Go Mean Green. Taking on
Go
UTSA
dogs.
Down in the Alamo.
All right. I don't know where UW's going to be at yet. Mm. We have to wait and see what happens with the conference game.
Got to have seven different
The conference game has, like, I think if USC wins, something weird. So I don't remember what it is. USC versus Utah, and whichever, depending on what team wins, we might get bumped up and get into one of the big boy bowls.
If USC wins, then they have a chance to go to the playoff.
Yeah.
But if they don't make the playoff, they'll probably be in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And then if they lose, I think Washington would probably be in the Rose Bowl. It's kind of how it is.
And your boy will be there.
Yeah? You want an extra ticket? I'll go with
you.
Let's
freaking go.
I'll wear all the purple.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wear all the purple.
That's right.
I've always wanted to go to the Rose Bowl.
Like Hamburglar.
The Rose Bowl... That's
Barney.
I can do that.
I love you.
Oh, no.
You love me.
That's a sports bucket list thing for
me. Rose Bowl?
Is the Rose Bowl. Yeah. I've always wanted to go. I watch that's it every fair. Single year, no matter who the teams are in it.
Okay.
I love the Rose Bowl. All that's right. Like one of my go-to ones.
Like
to be
the
there.
Actual stadium or actual game?
The actual game.
Okay.
Like I can buy a ticket and go to a UCLA
both,
game.
Actually.
Not the same.
The stadium didn't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah. I like playing in a Coliseum.
The game, though.
Oh, yeah. 100,000 strong. Mm. Make them be quiet.
Mm.
Oh, you want to go to shut them up.
Oh, shut them down.
Shut them down and
nothing,
shut them up.
Nothing like shutting up 100,000 people. Nothing.
Yeah,
like
I've never had that instance. Have you, Patrick? No, you ever had that opportunity?
Nor have I.
Yeah,
I didn't even have to do a snotty nose. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
All right,
let's talk some news and notes for the Cowboys. Believe it or not, yesterday was not a quiet Tuesday.
It was not.
There were a couple things that happened around the Star.
Please do tell.
Patrick, what's going on?
Well, first and foremost, the Cowboys waived defensive end Terrell Basham on yesterday afternoon. There was no corresponding roster move, which leaves, you know, a little bit to the imagination. For me, not a lot is left to the imagination. I know there are people on Twitter who immediately jump into OBJ, or they're making room for OBJ. No. OBJ hasn't even started his visits just yet. Those are supposed to start in a couple of days or so.
But somebody is about to get a really good freaking defense end.
Oh, and Terrell Basham?
Yeah.
Yeah, once he's
going to get a productive
healthy,
guy.
And point of housekeeping for those that don't know, after the NFL trade deadline, everybody is subject to waivers, every single player. So Basham was not released. He was waived.
Yeah.
So he has to clear waivers in order for the Cowboys to reconsider him for the practice squad. I do not see him clearing. John Ridgeway didn't clear waivers.
Exactly.
Terrell Basham ain't clearing waivers.
Yeah.
Now, I would love to eat those words later on.
What time does that kind of come down?
today at like 3, right?
Yeah, but it has to be by 4 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Okay. Central time.
You would utilize your Christmas wish.
Yeah, it's
if
not
he
gonna
came
happen.
Back. It's just chances of that are slim.
It's not going to happen. But and also, the waiver order changes on a week-to-week basis based upon NFL standing. So the Cowboys, with a record of 8-3, they're towards the bottom as far as the waiver order.
But is that in relation to a possible Decepticon that you posted on your Twitter account?
And that's where I was leading. Okay. And, so those that are saying – we'll get to that. Those that are saying it's for OBJ, it's too soon for OBJ, didn't have to make the move for a guy who's not in the building yet or even imminent to be in the building yet. Number two, I don't see how it would be for either Tyron Smith or James Washington because you're not going to just throw those guys into practice and then say, guess what, you're on the active roster for this coming Sunday. No, they have to have their 21-day windows activated. Both would need to be acclimated. And now we go to
Okay, that's it sounded kind of robotic at first, but then you actually said the word Decepticon, and it totally messed
it
up.
It went away.
Sounded like it sounded like you were elf or something. Like you were up in the North Pole.
Sound like Mrs. Cat on Boomerang?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Tack McKinley.
Woo!
I feel like this would be a great opportunity for Tack McKinley. My gut tells me now nothing is official, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see if today or before the week is out, if the Cowboys make the decision to activate Tack McKinley from the practice squad permanently to the 53-man roster, because now you have a seat, and guess what? It's a vacancy created by a defensive end being waived.
Did he always look like that?
Tack?
More
Did you see
less.
What he posted?
Yeah.
I thought it was me for a second, but then I realized I wasn't
no
walking on the sideline.
No days off for that guy. No days off. Like, yeah. Seriously, no days off.
He's like angry.
Yeah. He was focused. Me. He was focused. So the Cowboys elevated him from the practice squad last Saturday. It appears as it was insurance because they were dealing with illness, and going back to the mini-bye, that came at a perfect time because the Cowboys were tired from three games in 12 days, plus illness was, you know, virus was making its rounds. So they're getting healthy, but while elevated from the practice squad on Saturday, he was made inactive on Sunday. Complete surprise to a lot of us. But now
does that utilize one of their
– It does.
Okay.
It does, which – would be a moot point if they signed him to the active roster this week, right? So, yes, it does clear the way for Tack McKinley, which would be an official reunion with Dan Quinn. Shouts out to Dak. See, I got Dak on the brain. To Dan Quinn. But a reunion with Dan Quinn, we see what Dan Quinn was able to do with Dante Fowler. If Tack McKinley can get back to the form he had in year 1, 2, and even 3 before injury struck in Atlanta, and you're talking about from a rotational capacity behind Durance Armstrong, behind DeMarcus Lawrence, in addition to Sam Williams, Dante Fowler, the list goes on.
The Dallas Cowboys right now.
Yeah. I'm ready for my guy. And I pounded the table. Those that followed me back in 2017 knew and they know Tack McKinley was my dude. That was my guy. And Dan Quinn, by God, I love you, but you stole him from me. You stole him from me. The Cowboys were going to take him, but you stole him.
Yeah, they really liked him back then.
He stole him, and it led us to the burrito.
He was destroying Dallas in the first first series or two, whatever it was, before he pulled his groin.
Yeah.
Like, was it last year?
Last year. Yeah.
He was getting off the ball like a madman. And like creating issues, and then he pulled his groin, and I was
violent.
Like, yeah,
and we talked about it when we were talking about Ndamukong Suh. You said you wanted an a-hole.
Yeah,
you wanted a D-head as far as in between the lines. Tack is visceral. He's nasty. He's filthy McNasty when it's time to get after the opposing quarterback. And you saw the video I posted in
Decepticon.
It's even more impressive in real life.
I can't get past the fact that Isaiah thought that Tack looked like him.
You saw how slid that in there.
I think it was.
I didn't catch that.
I thought it was old footage of me walking outside.
He said, "Oh yeah, I thought it was me."
Really
when I
old
looked at the photo.
Really old footage.
What you say there?
I think it looks more like DeMarcus Lawrence than it looks like Isaiah Stanback.
Oh, you Colin. So Tack might. We'll keep an eye on it, but there's a seat available for a guy like Tack McKinley to come in and start contributing to a pass rush that's already the best in the league.
There's rumors.
Oh, and he's also a very effective run stopper. Yeah. So for those that don't know.
Where I was about to go is the sack numbers have never been massive with Tack McKinley. He had 20 sacks throughout his career, and most of those came in the first two seasons when he had 13. So he had 6 in 2017. He had 7 in 2018. So most of his sacks came in the first two seasons in the NFL. However, he's always been good at stopping the run. He's able to get from gap to gap. He's able to control the edge and set the edge. There are things that he can benefit this defense, while other guys will be the pass rushers. You can get D-Law. You can get Micah Parsons. You can get Dante Fowler Jr. and Dorrance Armstrong. Those guys, wow, I just named four guys that can absolutely wreck a pass rusher.
So with all this added pass rushing and defensive ends, does this mean that Micah's going to be falling back linebacker to the second level?
Sidebar, for those that are following, a little bit of not necessarily breaking news, but news that people have been waiting for. James Washington has been officially designated to return to practice from IR. His 21-day window starts right now.
I didn't answer Isaiah's question.
No, it didn't. No, but that news came right down the
wire.
That's
breaking news, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Back to what you were saying.
That's really good news.
Yeah, back to what you were saying.
Because I was concerned.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. So here we are.
Good to have him there. So he's got 21 days of a window
before the Cowboys have to put him on the active roster.
Be on the active roster.
Or revert him back to season-ending IR.
Ooh. That's kind of scary.
What would be
lie.
The motivation?
With James Washington, it would be there.
Yeah.
So question for you. If he's not 100% healthy, let's just say he's not.
By the 21-day window? At the end of the 21-day window?
Well, even like
window?
Now. Like if he's not even, say he's not even in the 90th percentile right now, what would be the motivation for this training staff to activate that window right now?
Right now?
Yeah. There's no benefit, right?
No motivation at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. So for them to designate him to return, he should be relatively close to healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me a few weeks ago that he was 100% healthy and that the final hurdle was, in fact, the mental aspect because he had never suffered a major injury in his football career. So he had to figure out how to come back from that mentally.
And he's still going to be dealing with that.
And yes, he is. And game reps.
Yeah.
Game oh, reps. Yeah. You need actual live reps in order to get that done.
Game reps.
This feels a lot like last year, man.
Why?
Just guys, your team getting better.
Coming back.
Towards the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Towards a playoff, potential playoff run.
Sure.
You're getting stronger. You feel the momentum. You feel like you're kind of.
Well, you're playing better. You're playing
better.
Well.
You guys are getting healthy. You're getting guys back. Like, it just feels very much like last year.
Which is why the season won't end in 6 or 7 games.
Hope not.
But wasn't that, and I realized that it came a little bit off time as far as the news is concerned, but it was right. It's right there in the rundown. It just, it worked.
No, it worked.
It worked.
So there's rumors.
No, it did. It worked. It was
I
fine.
I even saw it on NFL Network.
Everything's fine.
NFL, as I was walking in.
It's all good.
NFL
all good.
Network was talking about how Tyron Smith might return to practice next week. Is that, you have anything on that?
No.
Okay.
It's possible.
That's the rumor that they're throwing out there.
It's possible. Okay. It was possible for this week.
Yeah.
So being that it was possible for this week, it's absolutely possible for next week.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to be possible until it doesn't happen. But yeah. I will say that it becomes increasingly more possible and likely as the weeks progress, because now we're about to cross the threshold into the month of December. And my thought process on, you know, in the conversations that I've had is that the Cowboys in the beginning were looking at a mid-December return for Smith, for Ty, the older Ty Smith. So we're going up against that because it doesn't look like it's going to happen this week. James Washington gets today. But we'll see because they still have until 3 p.m. Central Time today if they want to do another move.
Got you.
So just because James is up right now at 9:30 doesn't mean Tyron won't be up at 2:59. But if it doesn't happen this week, then next week makes it that much more likely.
I want you guys to put on your Coach McCarthy hats.
Okay.
Tyron Smith, right, Big T Smith, comes back. Okay? He opens up his window. He comes back to practice. First full Pratt live practice. Okay?
Yep.
Who do you put against him for the first live rep to test him out?
Tack McKinley.
Huh?
I like that.
Micah, Tack, Dorrance, Sam.
And it's not Micah. No, it's not D-Law. Micah. It's not D-Law.
Dorrance?
Who are you putting as the first rep? I mean, if you want to know where he's at, right? First day back, let's see what he got.
Maybe D-Law. Maybe. Just because I know D-Law's a veteran and he knows how to control his
body. So you want him to take it easy? Like,
No, I want him to not Sam Williams. Hurt
Tank
him.
Is taking
You're saying
it easy?
Sam Williams?
Sam Williams is reckless, though,
Tank
in
is
a good way.
No,
but he can lock him up quick.
He's saying that because he's
Snatch
savvy vet.
He
knows how to control his body.
Exactly. And he's not going to hurt Tyron Smith. That's what I'm saying. So D-Law's not going to get tangled up on accident because he's going up against a veteran.
Beamer,
he's been up against him 4 billion times.
Beamer, so you got Sam Williams, Beamer.
I got Sam Williams.
Beamer got Sam Williams. You got D-Law. Who you got?
I'm going with Dorrance.
You going with Dorrance?
I think Dorrance has a similar motive to Sam with the refinement of D-Law. So I think he's a good mix between the two.
Yeah, he's probably an in-between.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
I want Tack.
Tweener. You want Tack? You want those arms again?
I want violence.
I want violence.
You want to know where he's at? You want to test him out? Give me violence.
Violence.
Give me the biggest colon hole that you have.
Because they're going to be violent during the game.
Colon hole.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
I like the, colon hole.
The thing about... Okay, you know what? The more that I'm thinking about your thinking here...
You want to rebuttal?
Here's the thing. When Tyron Smith went down in the preseason, mm-hmm. when he went down in training camp...
That was a freak accident.
It was a freak accident. Yeah. It was something that everybody anticipated, but nobody anticipated at the same time.
I've never seen anybody
fall like that. Exactly. It wasn't like it was a normal thing. Plus, what's been the biggest problem with Tyron Smith? It's not his play.
Nope.
It's his health.
Yeah.
It's his health. That's the problem.
But never this body part.
I don't think you really want to test it, but maybe you do.
Come on.
Like morality-wise, no.
Come on, coach.
You don't want to put him in harm's way.
Come on, coach.
You need to test it, but not push it.
Correct. That's kind of where I'm
at.
So,
as a head coach,
you want to test it, but
in practice, everybody's watching how you respond to this. Who are you putting against Tyron Smith?
Tyron, if you're watching Talking Cowboys,
you're putting Dorrance.
We've got an extra chair. We'd love to ask you this question.
We got Dorrance, D-Law, Sam, and Tack. Okay. The fact that you got four guys that you would put out there is crazy, but I like it. We're all thinking differently. Yeah. I want the madman.
Get out.
Well, if you want the madman, then you'd put Micah out there.
I don't think Micah is a madman. I think he's. I'm saying like not in that regard. I'm talking about violence.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just pure talent.
Micah doesn't know. The difference between uniforms. If you're on the other side of the line of scrimmage, he's going to flatten.
Yeah, he's animal. Like,
sociopath. I still want Tack.
I feel you.
Listen,
give me Decepticon.
Tack is my guy.
Decepticon. However you did
buzz,
it the other
buzz.
Day.
Buzz, buzz.
All right, we're taking our first break. When we come back,
sound.
You got to find it. You got to find it. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the secondary. How can the Colts hurt the Dallas secondary? And have Anthony Brown's struggles from a couple years back returned these last few weeks? We'll talk about it when we come back. More Talking Cowboys presented by Black Rifle Coffee right after this.
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far. With up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less, the satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, Equal Housing Lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savanna. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talkin' Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. Tis the season for Dallas Cowboys holiday youth camps presented by Invisalign. Registration for one-day football and dance academy camps are now open. Don't miss your chance to send your athlete to camp at AT&T Stadium on December 20th and 21st. Register today at DallasCowboys.com/academy. Welcome back in. Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Nosey Walker, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. Now, we've been asking fans throughout the week to send in your nickname, I guess, nominations. Is that what it would be? Mm-hmm. Nickname nominations for this Dallas defense?
I've gotten, how many have you guys received?
Over 200, probably. Legitimately, I've got, I mean, I've put out a tweet. Got a lot of homework to do.
Yeah, I'm not up there with a 200.
It's probably because your DMs are closed, Patrick. Nobody can send you a DM, buddy.
Oh,
it's probably why.
Yeah.
I got that open fair. For a very long time.
What was that, Beamer?
Yeah, I got a text, or excuse me, a DM from a lady this morning. She gave me her name for Patrick and says, would y'all let Pat know that his DMs are disabled?
Trying to call him out on it.
She slid into the door.
Slid in the back door. Yeah. Hit the producer button.
Boom. She tried to slide into DMs and hit the wood door.
Bang.
Bang, bang. Broken angles.
Lock.
Key thrown.
No wonder he's not getting any of these great names that people are trying to send him.
I sent out a tweet the other day.
Mail it to me.
It has 245 replies.
Funny. Oh, my.
Yeah, people are having fun with it. So
keep
sending them
to me.
Keep sending them. If I haven't replied,
email it to you. She's probably listening. She's mail it.
Yeah, mail it. Use a stamp.
I've got a bunch of
one
them right
Cowboys
here.
Way.
Exactly.
I haven't read them all yet. I promise I will get to them because there's a like raven. A bunch of them that are unread. I will get there, and we will have some fun on Friday.
Send it to me as a raven. Send it to the user. Caw,
caw. Yeah,
what the sound?
That the sound funny. Effects Beam, are getting there.
Beam, they're trying the sound effects, but they're just not cutting it. So we need a Decepticon sound and a Raven. There you go. There
for
you
like
go.
2 seconds. Yes, just,
but it was on point. You can clip that, and you can put it on the loop.
Yeah, I don't know what that Raven call was.
I don't know what that was.
That was bad.
That was.
He's trying to do the mean green eagle. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, no.
No.
Do they have a sound or they just have a sound?
Yeah, they do caw, like a call, like an that? Eagle.
A call.
C-A-W, caw.
Caw.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I don't have the voice to do it right now. I can't do it.
I know, you're protecting the voice box for this weekend.
Yeah, I've got a big weekend.
Yeah, we're going to turn up. If this weather clears up, we're about to turn up.
I hope it clears up, man. I'm nervous.
Cowboys nervous. Nation, y'all send some up for your boys because I promise you, if this weather passes and we're able to be out there on Sunday for the pregame live show, I'm doing a cartwheel.
And we're going to take pictures with everybody that has a sign, by the way, too.
Can you do a backflip?
No.
I can't. I got you.
I got you.
I'll do a backflip.
No hands?
Like Turpin?
No hands, yep. Straight up Turpin.
I don't have that in my inventory.
All right, let's take a look at the Dallas defense going up against the Colts offense. It is a Wednesday, so we're previewing the defense.
Ha!
This Colts offense has some weapons. It really does.
A few.
Michael Pittman Jr. on the outside, former USC wide receiver. You have guys, at least Jelani Woods had his best game. Jonathan Taylor, of course, he's still a great player. But what about Matt Ryan? Can he test you through the air still? When you look at him on film, is he still somebody that's a threat for somebody to maybe potentially challenge the Dallas defense?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I think he locks in on his receivers. He doesn't really work through his progressions anymore like he used to. I don't think that he has the time. He has his offensive line actually on the stat line, on paper.
Pretty good.
It's pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
But he's not getting the time that I think he wants, and he's locking in on one receiver and going there, forcing it. Doesn't matter if that person's open or not. It's causing him to have some turnovers and some inconsistencies on the offensive side of the ball. And I think with Dallas's pass rush that we just talked about for 15 minutes, those guys are going to cause havoc for him and really cause some issues. He's older. He doesn't like getting hit anymore. He can't handle getting hit anymore. So he's just like, get this ball out of my hands. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a hard no as well. When you look at a game, and obviously the league is a week-to-week league,
yep.
But when you look at the game they played, it'll be 6 days from when they play the Cowboys, Monday night against the Steelers.
Yep.
I don't think they had any passing yards in the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was zero passing yards.
Through five total attempts through the air in the first half.
It was abysmal. And Matt Ryan, 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. When your top three receivers have a combined touchdown tally of six between three of them.
And sacked 32 times.
Right. So his age is catching up with him because whatever mobility he had, he was never a super mobile quarterback. But he had a little bit of escapability in his prime in Atlanta. That's gone. The offensive line hasn't been poor, but the time he needs to be able to allow the play to develop with receivers that aren't stretching the field is what's leading to his sacks. So a lot of that is coverage sacks as well. And guess what the Cowboys do well? They cover well and they sack well, coverage sacks. I think Ryan is in for a very long day. Now, there is a part of me that is traumatized by Christian Watson. So you just never know. And Michael Pittman, he has some legs on him. Paris Campbell can go up and attack the ball.
Yep.
So, you know, keep an eye on those guys and make sure that they don't, for whatever reason, have an explosive day. But if you can even remotely just do your job against those guys, from a pass defense aspect of it, you're going to feast on Matt Ryan. The real question is Jonathan Taylor.
Mm.
That's the question. He is lethal. With a capital Lee.
Mm.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very much like what you just faced in the sense that if you can shut down Saquon, if you can shut down Dalvin Cook, if you can shut down these guys, then you're probably in a good position. But even more so this team. This team is less dangerous than those that we've faced as of recent weeks. Just as dangerous as a running back.
Is Jonathan Taylor more dangerous?
He's just specifically as dangerous. I mean, we face some of the league's best.
Let's just
keep it 100, right?
Yeah.
In terms of running backs, talent-wise, we face some of the best backs in the league.
Fact.
And there's a couple more that have to come across the table that we have to face going forward the rest of the season. But regardless of their talent level, if they can't execute their game plan, that talent can't be utilized. So if Dallas can come out and shut down and put all their attention on Taylor, right? That's the thing about this defense. They're allowed to focus on one aspect of the game because the other aspect they're so much more dominant in. Mm-hmm. Versus, okay, these teams are so equally yoked all across the board. We can't really dial in on one thing. We have to be able to stop this and we got to stop this. This isn't that. This isn't a Miami. This isn't a San Fran. This isn't any of those teams, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs that are just equally yoked across the field and you have to respect and regard everybody. This is literally like, hey, focus on shutting down Taylor. You shut down Taylor, Matty Ice has to drop back, and we know what we do
and
with that.
Over.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally all the defense has to focus on because they can't hurt you in the air because of the front seven.
The Colts have no victories when Jonathan Taylor rushes for less than 90 yards this season.
Hmm.
That tells you what needs to happen.
So if you had to make the team one-dimensional. Oh, golly, I can't even speak.
It is okay,
one-dimensional, it would take away the run, make them one-dimensional through the air, right?
Yeah. And that's what you want from the Colts. That's absolutely what you want.
Have you shown defensively that you can do that?
Yes.
Yes.
You showed in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah. And Minnesota was more dangerous in the air than Indianapolis.
Facts. I agree with that.
Right. I would say that the running backs are equally yoked. If I had to put those guys side by side, Dalvin Cook and Jonathan Taylor, I would say those guys are both talent-wise about the same level, skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But if you shut down that aspect, and Minnesota didn't hurt you.
With Jefferson and Thielen and Hockenson,
and all, then this team definitely doesn't stand a chance in that regard. You're literally focusing on one receiver.
Yeah.
That
it's Pittman and Paris Campbell. Those are the two.
Exactly.
And Jelani Woods kind of had a coming out party last week.
No disrespect to the other
that
guys.
That was basically out of necessity.
But you're really concerned about shutting down, you know, Pittman, because that's where Matt Ryan wants to go with the ball.
So does that put more pressure on a secondary that hasn't necessarily played particularly well the last couple of weeks?
If I was Al Harris and Mr. Edwards, I would say go up there and get your hands on these guys at the line of scrimmage.
And I'm taking Minnesota out of the last couple of weeks in that
especially
conversation,
for,
by the way.
A quarterback in Matt Ryan who doesn't want to go through his reads anymore.
Yeah, go get in their hip pocket because our front seven's going to get home. And when they get home, Matt Ryan's going to give you an opportunity, right? His stats show it. His film shows it. He's going to throw it up. He's going to lock in on one guy. He's throwing it there whether he's guarded or not.
Or he'll fumble it.
Yeah, that too. But why give them the space to beat you on a route? Why give them the space? Why give them the time to even get their route started? Go up there, get your hands on him. By the time that he even remotely gets 5 yards down the field, we should be in the backfield or the ball should be in the air.
Looking at the film, one thing that stood out to me this past week is how far off the ball Anthony Brown plays significantly. Trayvon does it too from time to time, but Trayvon has the reaction and the closing ability to get there. Okay. Does Anthony Brown have that? Because it looked like there were a couple times where the Giants picked up on it at the line of scrimmage, had a quick little check with me, looked over to the side, and then threw the football that direction. It was a big reason why there were some completions, especially in the second half. But why is he playing so far off the ball, and is there a benefit in doing so?
I don't know why he's doing it. I mean, there's times where, you know, based upon the weapons, based upon the scheme up front, right, the rushes, the coverage underneath, you know, Al Harris and the defense is asking you to play a particular technique.
Sure.
So I'm not privy as to why they may be doing that, but I know that changes from week to week. Even when you turn on the Colts film, even though we're not talking about their defense, there's series where they'll literally go man coverage press for one series. They'll go man off, you know, for one series, and then they'll go cover two for a series. And it's like the theme of the series. So sometimes defenses just change it up. I don't know if that's what they were doing in that particular instance, but obviously that wasn't to AB's favor.
Yeah.
I wonder, and we had this conversation offline, I wonder if Anthony Brown is maybe dealing with something physically, because normally one of the fastest guys on the roster is, I don't want to say struggling, but he's not consistently able to stay glued to the hip of the receiver on these go routes.
Yep.
And this is complete speculation, so I don't want to draw a circle around any particular area, but I just wonder if there's something that's kind of taking half a step away from him at this point in the season.
People need to understand that, I mean, again, this is all speculation, but people need to understand that if you're playing in a game, it does not mean that you're 100%.
Right.
No.
You know, I truly believe that some people believe that if guys are on the field playing, that you should be at 100%. That's not the case, people.
Right. And If it is, in fact, a situation where Anthony Brown is not 100% and maybe there's a soft tissue issue kind of nagging him, stealing a split second, then you're going to – your George Edwards, your Al Harris, your Dan Quinn, you're going to say back him up a little bit. Back him up because he needs that space to recover if they're going to go on a go route. Otherwise, you play him up front, you press him, and, yeah, you might win that battle. But if you lose and they get that release and this might be a guy who's not 100%, toast. Yeah. That's toast.
That might be the case. It could be, and like you said, complete speculation. We haven't heard anything. But teams went away from Anthony Brown. The first four games of the season, he was targeted at least 9 times, and he gave up at least 6 receptions in each of those games. First 5 games of the year, he was at least targeted 9 times. He gave up 4 against L.A. in Week 5. But after that, the largest total that he's been targeted was 7, and that was in the most recent game against the Giants.
Yeah.
There was 4, 3, 4, 3, 5 in the middle of the season because he was playing hands-on. He was right on top of people. He was shutting guys down, having a really good season. Kind of what we saw last year from Anthony Brown. Yeah. I don't want it to go back to the first 5 weeks of the season when we were questioning whether or not he should even be a starter.
No, the guy shut that up. He had 17 pass breakups last year.
Yeah.
So quiet as it's kept, along with his 3 interceptions, but quiet as it's kept, he's been a strong performer for the Cowboys, especially opposite Trayvon Diggs. He was a key reason why teams would not throw away from Trayvon Diggs last year
because they didn't
want to throw it at AB. Mm-hmm. But this year, looks like he's, you know, obviously he battled a concussion, but he didn't miss any games due to that. But he's been on the injury report more than once. And I just wonder, to Isaiah's point, at this point of the year, as we cross into December, who's playing healthy? Who's 100%? You know, you're hard-pressed to find somebody who's 100% not playing through something. And I just wonder if looking at the film, because of the spacing that they're scheming him up for, they weren't doing that in 2021. I just wonder if there's something nagging him a little bit that he's playing through. But then you would – I know that the rebuttal for that would be, okay, well, let him heal up, let him rest. Okay, well, when Kelvin Joseph was in, he didn't acquit himself well at opposite Trevon Diggs. Nashawn Wright, we got a lot of love for Nashawn Wright, but doesn't seem like he's ready to step in that role just yet, which is why the Cowboys aren't putting him in that role. Deron Bland, he's the J. Lou role. He's in the J. Lou role right now. If Jordan Lewis was present and healthy, then Bland would be an option to allow AB to heal. But as insane as the depth is for the Cowboys' defensive line and their safety unit and some of these other positions, linebacker, the cornerback room doesn't benefit from that amount of depth, talent-wise. So
wish it did. That would definitely be another surplus of talent, but yeah, you can't have everything, right?
No, I guess
even as nasty as this defense is, 5 PBUs by the way for Anthony Brown last year. He had 17, so keep that in mind as we are heading into Week 13. When we come back, who has the most pressure on them on the defensive side to slow down Jonathan Taylor in this Colts ground game? When we come back, right after this, with more Talking Cowboys.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. This is exactly what you were supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be typing on your tablet here.
I'm going
again. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn's longtime support of service members, veterans, and their families demonstrate the salute to service. To honor, empower, and connect with those that preserve our freedoms, the Cowboys are proud to nominate Coach Quinn as our 2022 NFL Salute to Service Award Club nominee. Join us in making sure he becomes a finalist for this prestigious award by voting at NFL.com/salutefanvote. And yes, as Isaiah is showing you at the moment,
let's go.
You
DQ.
See that check mark right there?
You can vote multiple DQ. Times.
Look at that. What's it say up there? Thank you.
Thank you.
Guessing your vote.
Yep, I did it.
Who'd you vote for?
Dan freaking Quinn.
That's
waiting
right
on you guys. You guys got to do it. Let's go. I need you guys to tweet all of us and let us know that you guys voted for DQ today.
Do it. There you go.
Done and done.
Your inboxes aren't full enough yet?
Yeah, man.
Get in there.
You know what I'm looking forward to, though?
What?
I know we're talking about, you know, players and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I spent a little time in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn is a product of a dude named Gus Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus Bradley just happens to be the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. Ooh. So you have the sensei going against the mister.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Interested to see how this pans out.
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
Now, Bradley doesn't have nearly the weapons. He has some dogs over there. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But
they're a little banged up.
They're banged up.
They're missing their biggest
But scheme-wise,
if
anybody
their
understands
man
what DQ does,
yeah,
It's that guy. Yeah. We'll preview the Colts defense tomorrow against the Cowboys offense, so it should be fun. Patrick, who has more pressure on them on the defensive side of the football to slow down the scary Jonathan Taylor?
Do it.
Ugh. What unit, or it could be a specific player, either one.
It's going to be the linebackers.
Mm. It's going LVE, to be the linebackers. The Wolf Hunter?
You know what?
Damone Clark?
Yes, to both of those, but I'd put more of the onus on LVE.
Okay.
From both a veteran capacity and how he schemed up. If LVE is playing how he played against Saquon Barkley, and helping, you know, fill those gaps and be disciplined and, you know, and helping to set the edge, that makes it that much easier for the rookie and Damone Clark to be able to do the same and do a little bit of patrolling back there in the event that Taylor, who does have speed, gets out on the edge and does burn it. So I'm looking at those two guys. I'm looking at LVE and Damone. And, yes, that is a lot to ask of a rookie who didn't have training camp or preseason. But you know what?
What?
Number one, welcome to the show, Damone. Number two, he's going to continue to have his rookie hiccups, but he's also shown flashes of ability. So I would love to see him meet Jonathan Taylor in one of those gaps.
What'd you do there?
And introduce himself. But I'm going to go more so, let's say 51-49 LVE to Damone. But for me,
51-49, that's not by a lot.
It's not by a lot because of where Damone is being tasked to play.
Is it a pure 51, like .0? Or?
No, we're not okay. Specific numbers. Like
51.4.
We're going whole numbers.
40
whole numbers. Stick with the integers.
So you're going linebackers. Okay. I'm going to the 1-3 techniques. I need Gallimore. You understand what I'm saying? I need some Gallimore. And I need Hankins. I need those two big fellas to clog up the middle. Yeah. If you can force these guys to the outside, I'm fully confident that Dallas's outside coverage, DNs, outside linebackers, have learned their lesson, and they have more than enough speed to run to the edges.
Yeah.
The inside needs to be shored up. I would much rather a team try to test us on the outside than on the inside. And Jonathan Taylor does a heck of a job of coming forward.
Yeah, he's north to south.
Yeah, he's north to south guy. So in terms of where we need to be sure at,
until
those one and threes.
Not.
Yeah, until he's not. But those 1-3 techniques have to be on point. So Neville Gallimore and Big Hankins and the rest of the crew.
Q-Bo,
all those guys. I need those guys to lock it down, to consume those inner three offensive linemen. Just take away the center and guards. Just literally take that element out of it and put the game on the tackles.
I think I would go with the interior as well. And I want to throw Osa Odighizuwa in there as well because I think Osa Odighizuwa. I could do it again. I think Osa's gotten better as the year's gone along in terms of stopping the run. His best game by far against the run was against Saquon Barkley and the Giants. Mm-hmm. The way that he's able to take up multiple blockers, the way he's able to shoot a gap and at least take it up. Because early in the season, he was getting turned around. Yep. There were offensive guards and centers were having their field day because they were just turning them around.
He's getting skinny.
He's
now.
Done.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a great way to put it. Great term because that's what he's doing. He's staying firm and he's staying square. Yeah. And it's clogging up running lanes and it's allowing for those linebackers to run free behind him.
As it relates to the context of how deep the Cowboys' defensive line is, in comparison to where Osa could potentially be. He's, all things considered, he's having kind of a breakout year. It's like a mini breakout year because he's really getting the job done.
We're trying to talk about stuff. Derek's trying to get us out of the studio, hey, even though he's the one that changed his time. It's fine.
I should turn the camera.
He should tell the head coach to not have it earlier.
They're hating because our show's doing
right. They know the cash cow. They know what the cash cow is.
Yeah, look at it over there. There's Derek and Amber. Amber's just smiling. She's not doing anything wrong. It's just Derek. All right, we've still got 20 seconds. I'm going to ag out every single one of these starting now. 20 seconds, 19. For Isaiah Stanback, for Patrick Nosey Walker, for Chris Beam in the back, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow on Talking Cowboys presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. Tomorrow we preview the Colts defense versus the Cowboys offense. We'll see you then.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!